World of Tanks tech tree. So we're going to be going through all of these tech trees, which are in the current version of World of Tanks as of August 1st, 2022. So first, I'm going to do the Italian tech tree. This is going to be in no special order. So Italian tanks are fun to play, and they usually have auto loaders or auto reloaders as an option. They do not have strong armor, at least not for the medium tanks. I have not played the heavy tanks. But they have reasonably moderate speed. Italian medium tanks are popular in frontline, which is the P-43 and the Progetto. The Progetto Tier 8 auto reloader is one of the most popular tanks in the game. So an auto reloader can have multiple shells in the clip, and you can fire, and it will load another shell without emptying the clip. So you can play like an auto loader, or you can play like a single shot vehicle. The medium tanks are some of the best in the game, and it's one of the best branches in the game. So if you like medium tanks, the Italian medium tank branch is one of the best in the game. The heavy branch is not as popular, but I have to admit I have not played it. I played the premium vehicle, which isn't that great, but it is an autoloader. But the Rinoceronte seems like a really good tank, and it looks pretty cool. I don't know if people get good games out of it. Okay, so next we're going to do the Polish tech tree. The Polish tech tree also has two branches, heavy and medium. The heavy tanks are very good, well-armored, high damage. For example, one of them does 750 damage. That's huge. And they have piked armor. The medium tanks are easy to play, and there's an optional turbine engine. So what you can do is turn the turbine on, and it will go really fast at the expense of accuracy. So the heavy tanks have strong armor, high damage, especially in the high tiers. You're going to surprise a lot of people because you do 750 damage while they do 390. If they aren't paying attention, you can do a lot of damage, especially if you're far away. If you're close, not so much. But if you're far away and you can hide and reload, you have an advantage against other heavy tanks. Medium tanks have the turbine engine that you can turn on and off. Gives it very high speed with less accuracy. Should be good for hit and run. There's no artillery tank destroyer or light tanks. One of the premiums can be shared with the Russian tech tree and Russian crew. So one of the premiums, I don't remember which one it is, the Rudy might be the one. You can also play, you can swap it to the Russian tech tree and put a Russian crew in and train your Russian crew, or you could play it as a Polish tank with Polish crew, and I believe you can swap it whenever you want, but I'm not sure. It's possible that they might have like a 24-hour period before you can swap it back. Okay, so next we're going to do the Swedish tech tree. So you're going to be happy to hear that Sweden makes excellent tanks. They've got three branches, and all three branches are really good. They're difficult to play. They have bouncy armor with sharp angles, nice slopes. Their tank designs were done independent of other nations. So they didn't work with other nations. They did their own designs, and they did strange designs that were not designed for tank battles. I believe they were designed in case there was a civil war. The vehicles are small and fun to play. There's no artillery or light tanks. The tank destroyers are difficult to play because you have to switch between the firing mode and the travel mode. But they've got amazing accuracy, aim time, and high penetration. the tier 8 can penetrate any vehicle in the game, including the frontal armor of any tier 8 vehicle with regular rounds. So there's a vehicle called the Mutant, which has very strong frontal armor. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I'm going to guess that the Mutant has 290 and the Swedish TD has 288, which is 2 under, which means it's not going to penetrate 50% of the time, but it's going to penetrate 49% of the time with regular rounds. That's really good. The vehicles have special siege modes that increase their accuracy and aim time. If you're far away, it's amazing. Some vehicles have fixed guns that cannot move. Some of these tank destroyers, like this UDIS, might have a fixed gun, and you have to rotate the tank in order to aim the gun. The Tier 5 autoloader, the STRV M42, is extremely popular and fun to play. It's like a four-shot autoloader. It's okay. It's not fast. It's got a medium speed, but I seem to recall it's got like the highest win rate on the European server, not on the American server. Swedish tanks are good for people who like to play hull down, and they are good for frontline. They're very small. They have those sharp angles, so you can go on any ridge and get an amazing angle, way better than just about any tank in the game. And the medium tanks also have a special hydraulic mode, which allows it to get good hull down positions, and it does it automatically when you are at low speed. Okay, so Swedish Tech Tree is really, really good. We're going to do Czechoslovakia next. Czechoslovakia is not that great. They have heavy and medium tanks, including autoloaders. The TVP 5051 was once one of the top tanks in the game. It's like a 10-shot autoloader with 1 second reload. It's really fast with heat rounds. And if you're up against one of those, you're likely to lose. You have to be very careful against those TVPs. Many of the Czech tanks are similar to German tanks in lower tiers because the German tanks may have been produced by Czechoslovakia. The Tier 8 premium autoloader works great in frontline. It's a T27. There are not many premium tanks. Many branches are missing. So you got the autoloaders. I believe the heavy tanks are also autoloaders, but I haven't played them. I think I'm more near the bottom. And I forgot what I was going to say. But these medium tanks are kind of easy to play. They're not difficult. They play the way a medium tank is supposed to play. It looks like a medium tank. It's not like a heavy tank that's pretending to be a medium tank. So the Czech tech tree is okay. I don't think it's one of the best ones in the game. We're going to look at Japan next. Okay, so again, we got two branches. There's actually three branches. The Japanese tech tree has medium and heavy tanks. Some versions, like Blitzer console, might have tank destroyers, but not the PC version. The heavy tanks are well-armored with big guns. The medium tanks have all-around balance for speed and armor. They're easy to play. And one of them has the siege mode with the hydraulic suspension that can lean in and get hull down. The tank destroyers are well-armored, and I think they have rear-mounted guns, so it's kind of like the Jag Tiger, the Jag Panzer. At one time, the heavy tanks were overpowered, but they've all been nerfed. It used to be that all of those heavy tanks were the top tanks in the game with the high win rates, but then they nerfed it because they do that. Every time a branch comes out, they make them overpowered so that you'll play them, and then they nerf it because they want you to play another branch. There are only two branches in the PC version. The other versions might have three. They're very well armored, including spaced armor and side armor on the heavy tanks. The heavy tanks have high damage guns. The heavy tanks are very slow. The medium tanks are easy to play, very unique. There's only a few premium tanks, and they have the hydraulic suspension for hull down position. There's a lot of people, when the heavy tanks came out, people loved it. But once they got nerfed, people don't like them anymore. I like to play the Type 5 heavy because I think it's fun. I'm gonna tell you, everyone's gonna fire gold at you, and people are gonna fire heat rounds, and there's gonna be some cases, and your gun is kind of underpowered because they've just nerfed it so much. But I still like to play it. And people say the hydraulic suspension is not that great. They say it's just a gimmick. The British tech tree, they've got a lot of branches. They've got every branch. It's not that great, but the Tier 10 vehicles are really good. The key concept for the British tech tree is that the vehicles are well armored. They've got a lot of derp guns, and the guns aren't always very good. I'm excluding the top tier. I mean, in general. So, the fast, lightly armored tanks have powerful guns, and the heavily armored tanks have weaker guns. It's really opposite of every other nation. So, your medium tank will have a long reload, and your heavy tank has a fast reload. It's very common with British tanks. Many of the Tier 10 tanks are very popular, and they tend to be a little bit larger compared to other nations. Physical size, they're kind of bulky. The artillery line has high arcs and short range. So you got to get close to the enemy, and you got the high arc so you can hit behind objects a little bit more easily. Many of the vehicles have unusually strong armor, such as the Churchill, and are slow. TDs have high damage guns, the top of the game. So if you play the TD line, like the Conway, FV 4005 Stage 2, the 215B 183, you're going to do a lot of damage. They have, I mean, it's like 1500 damage or more. You can one shot a lot of tanks. Some of the favorite tanks are the Tortoise, the FV 4005 Stage 2, the FV 215B 183, Manticore, very small tank, the Conqueror GC, the Badger, well armored, the Cromwell, which is good for like Tier 5, and the TOG 2. Many of the vehicles have optional high damage derp guns. So, for example, if you want to play a Cromwell with a derp gun, they probably have that as an option. There are some American tanks in the UK tech tree, such as the Grant or the Sherman. So you've got the big guns on the tank destroyers with weak armor. You've got the heavily armored tank destroyers. You have the heavy tanks. They're not as competitive as the heavy tanks of other tech trees. Like the Russians are better, Americans are better, maybe the French are better, the Germans are better, etc. The medium tanks, there's a good thing about the medium line, and I had good games with the medium tanks. And then the light tank, they have good HE rounds, high penetration HE rounds, and the Manticore I like. I had good games with the light tanks, even though they look kind of goofy. So now we're on to the French vehicles. The lower tier French tanks aren't that great. The higher tier are really good. They have some of the most fun tanks in the game. The lower tier have a little bit more armor and they're slow and the guns are not very good. The higher tier, they tend to be fast with weaker armor and autoloaders. The heavy tank line is pretty good. All the tier 10s used to be top tanks, but they nerfed all of them. France has autoloaders for every type of vehicle, including artillery. The higher tier vehicles are fast, weak armor. They have wheeled vehicles such as light tanks. British has wheeled medium tanks, but they haven't been released in the game yet. All the big branches have light tanks that will be added to the game in the future. I'm sorry, wheeled vehicles. French vehicles are fun to play. The lower tier are slow with strong armor and weak guns. A lot of them were captured by Germany and are in the German tank tree as premium vehicles. Some of the best vehicles are the AMX 1357, which is a Tier 7 light tank, the CDA, which is a tank destroyer, the Lynx 6x6, a lot of fun, the EBRs, the Foch, the Batchat SPG. There's people that like the Batchat medium tank, but it's just not what it used to be. And you got autoloaders everywhere, well-armored heavy tank, and you got an autoloader tank line. And a lot of these vehicles are good for frontline, such as the Lorraine 40T, the Lynx 6x6. I love playing it in frontline. The American tech tree is really good. All around, it's a very good tech tree. It has a good mix of vehicles. Lots of great premium tanks, lots of popular tanks. All the branches are good, the least being medium and light tanks. It's great for SPG, tank destroyer, heavy tanks, and light tanks. You got a great selection of premium tanks. The medium tanks are competitive with heavy tanks. So a US medium tank tends to have, is more for brawling. At least the turrets, the hulls are not going to be good. But you can brawl, you can go up against other heavy tanks with these vehicles. That's the way I always played them. The best branches are the TD and the heavy. You've got TD with turret and without, very well armored. Strong armor on TD, all TD and heavy tanks. They're mostly for brawling. They can be found in other tech trees like British. And they have good premium tanks. They've got some of the most popular tanks in the game, such as the T95, the T110E4, the T110E3. I think the Sherman is a great tank, but it took me a long time before I did well. The SPGs are great. They're very easy to play and move around. The T57 Heavy, I know it's not popular, but it used to be a fearsome tank, autoloader. And then the Sheridan has a derp gun and the best view range in the game, along with the Rheinmetall Panzerwagen. So we got three more, the Russian tech tree. People are going to say this is the best tech tree, especially for heavy tanks. You've got the most options, and it's overpowered. Contains many branches, largest quantity of vehicles, very diverse. It has many branches with rear-mounted turrets. There's lots of branches with rear-mounted turrets. Double-barreled heavy tanks in the higher tiers, which acts like an auto reloader. Many of the Tier 10 vehicles are very popular and perform very well. Some of the popular vehicles, the KV-1S used to be very popular. I didn't play it, I played the T-150. But I believe they nerfed it because people don't talk about it anymore. The KV-2 is very popular. IS-3A is very good. Object 260, one of the best tanks in the game. The Object 261, great SPG. The Object 430U medium tank. It has special vehicles that has like a V-shaped hull for example, has many premium tanks, many reward tanks. The best branches are the heavies, the TDs, mediums, SPG, and lastly, the light tanks. It does have the T100 LT, and people like the LT432. I'm not a big fan of it. I do very well with the rear-mounted vehicles. It's got like the Object 705 and the 705A. If you like the IS6, you've got so many options. The IS4 and the IS7, they're all here for you to play. And the heavy tanks are similar to Chinese heavy tanks. So you can't go wrong with the Russian tank tree. I'd say Russian and American. Well, Russian, American, French, and German. They all have their advantages. So Germany is mostly about excellent aim for the gun, good accuracy, heavy armor. In some cases, high damage. Most German guns have good accuracy and fast aim. Many of the best or most fun are lower tier tanks. The German tier 2 and tier 3, you've got great tanks, and you'll see them often in the lower tiers. Many of the premium tanks are based on other nations such as France. The captured vehicles. They're going to be lower tier vehicles, of course. Many of the best tier 10 tanks are German, such as the E100 Maus, Jagdpanzer E100, Grill 15. They have strong armor and good guns, except for the Grill. The Rheinmetall Panzerwagen, which is a light tank, has the best spotting range in the game, along with the Sheridan. The Jagdpanzer E100 has the highest penetration in the game, which is 420. Most tanks have, I guess, 360. So with the Jagdpanzer E100, you can damage anything. That's why you see this vehicle often in replays doing a lot of damage or getting a lot of kills. The Maus has some of the best armor in the game, slow. And the Waffenträger E100 was overpowered. I guess it was a 10-shot autoloader, and it was removed from random battles. It was removed before I got a chance to play it. I was nowhere near getting it, but I seem to recall going against it in battle. But you can play it during the last Waffenträger battle mode, which might come out around Halloween. Okay, so that is my World of Tanks tech tree overview. If you want to read more or see any changes that I made, go to cheapbooks.cc and go to the video game section under War Games or Tank Games World of Tanks, and you can post your comments. And I will have links to videos in case you want to find out more information. If you have any questions or comments, please post below.